From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Leaders of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's ruling party are meeting today and are widely expected to dismiss the longtime ruler. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe fired last week, is expected to be reinstated at the meeting. Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, is expected to be removed from her position as leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League and possibly expelled from the party. Thousands of Zimbabwean demonstrators took to the streets Saturday calling for Mr. Mugabe to resign. Victor Thundu says the protests were the first step.
So the final nail is we have to free our country now. Everyone should be happy, should go about his business doing whatever they want. This is what the soldiers wanted, and they have helped us. So we are happy for them for what they did for us.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri is in Paris for talks with the French president on the crisis sparked by his resignation. Hariri was dispelling accusations by Lebanon's president that he is being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. Pascal Davies explains why he went to France.
His resignation and prolonged stay in Riyadh has caused fears for Lebanon's stability. The visit to France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is seen as part of a possible way out of the crisis.
A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine Navy submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it detected 7 failed satellite calls from the vessel. The location of the AR San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 430 kilometers off Argentina's Atlantic coast. From Washington, this is VOA News. Gerry Adams announced Saturday that he is stepping down as leader of Ireland's Sinn Féin next year after heading the party for over 30 years. The 69-year-old veteran politician told the party's annual conference in Dublin he would not run in the next Irish parliamentary election.
But leadership means knowing when it's time for change. And that time is now.
A divisive figure, some have denounced Adams as an IRA terrorist, while others hail him as a peacemaker. The party is expected to elect a successor next year. Current deputy leader Mary Lou McDonald was seen as a favor to succeed Adams. Ukraine officials have arrested a man who is considered a suspect in the 2004 shooting death of Paul Klebnikov, the editor of the Russian edition of Forbes magazine. Ukraine State Security Service says they have detained a suspect in Kiev, a Russian man who is also wanted in other slayings. Ukraine did not identify the suspect. Klebnikov was working as chief editor of Forbes' Russian edition when he was shot in the head outside his Moscow office on July 9, 2004. He had written a Forbes cover story about Boris Berezovsky, accusing the then-leading Russian oligarch and Kremlin insider of a string of high-level shady deals. Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. Young created the Australian heavy metal band with his brother Angus Young in 1972. Young had been suffering from dementia for several years. He was the group's guitar player until his illness forced him to leave the band in 2014. Young created the Australian heavy metal band with his brother in 1972. AC/DC was known for its bold guitar riffs and howling vocals, characterized by such songs as You Shook Me All Night Long and Back in Black.
Engine start, 1. And liftoff of Delta 2. And NOAA's Joint Polar Satellite.
NASA launched a new advanced weather satellite from California on Saturday. The spacecraft is designed to improve the accuracy of extended weather forecasts. Launched into a polar orbit, the high-tech satellite will orbit the Earth 14 times a day and will contribute to climate and ocean research. Singer David Cassidy has been hospitalized in Florida with multiple organ failures. His publicist says his liver and kidney are failing. While he is in critical condition, nothing is imminent about his condition. And we will keep you up to date on what is happening with him. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.